Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is September 2nd, 2008, the Feast of the Blessed Martyrs of New Guinea. It's pretty common these days when considering the martyrs to note that as 21st century Americans, we don't really face threats to our lives in the same way. But as we learn from the examples of the martyrs of New Guinea, these dangers are neither as far away nor as long ago as we might like to imagine. Missionaries in New Guinea have never had it easy. The island is very large, and the terrain is rough. And for this reason, the people of that place speak over 500 different languages. This makes it endlessly fascinating to anthropologists and linguists, but very difficult for missionaries. Nevertheless, Christians have been operating in New Guinea, spreading the gospel, since the 1860s. During World War II, the island was fought over bitterly, and the people of New Guinea suffered intense persecution. Non-Christians betrayed some missionaries and some Papuan converts to the Japanese military, and they were killed. Others lived, though they continually risked their lives and their safety to aid others. Those who died and those who lived must have taken great comfort in remembering Jesus' words. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body and after that can do nothing more. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. When they bring you before the synagogues, the rulers and the authorities, do not worry about how you are to defend yourselves or what you are to say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that very hour what you ought to say. The example of these all too recent and all too nearby martyrs should remind us that our faith is never one to make easy peace with the world. The world can turn against us at any moment. And when it does, we must remember that God will never abandon us. Never. Let us pray. Almighty God, we remember before you this day the blessed martyrs of New Guinea, who, following the example of their Savior, laid down their lives for their friends. And we pray that we who honor their memory may imitate their loyalty and faith, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on September 4th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Paul Jones. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.